All right, hopefully you guys can
see. What up, people?
Hopefully you guys can see my face because I have to be cramped up in here because my wire is super short, but
that is 100% covering your face.
So, I'm going to be hidden right here. Can't see me. Oh, it sounds really weird with the headphones on now. But welcome back to episode 2 of the Lost Gen podcast. I think we should put out a little disclaimer out there. So, We watched episode 1. We watched it back, and I have to say sorry. Like, just straight up,
that's a formal apology to the public. I'm sorry. I swearing like a fucking sailor. My God.
Yeah.
I need to watch it.
Let's be honest here. We drank a couple brews.
You sound fucking dumb. See, I just swore right there. I just can't help myself. Yeah. I literally can't help myself.
So we watched it back and we were just like, what the hell? A lot of swearing, we just don't sound intelligent, but you know, we're going to work on it. Just get better with practice. But I just want to put this disclaimer out there that we're working on it, you know, but who gives a fuck? If you're here for episode 2, we appreciate you. Let's get right into it.
It's on the agenda for today. Oh, perfect. Perfect distance.
This really pisses me off how, like, my face is definitely hidden right now.
The wind's picking up a little bit. Hopefully, it doesn't come up in the audio.
I know. I can't fucking...
Dude, that fucking seagull. I'd snipe that thing with a...
Oh, this sucks. Whatever. I'm just going to ride with it.
All right. Stairs off.
But to get into today's episode, you know, it's episode 2. We're gonna be consistent. We're gonna get a schedule down for YouTube and all the platforms you listen to podcasts on. And with that, I just want to kind of touch upon people on the haters, because no matter what, you're gonna have them. And no matter what you do and try to step out of the line, like, people will make fun of you. They will make fun of you for stepping out of line, out of the normal. One of your friends, he said to you, I have in quotes, I would have made fun of you, but you made money on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. People will root harder for you. People that you meet online will root harder for you than the people you meet in, like, real life IRL. Than your real life friends, because people just hate to see you change, because it's just kind of a reflection on them of you used to be like them and now you're not. And it's just kind of a reflection on their life choices, I guess.
Yeah, I saw a video a while back, and it was, no matter what, you'll always get hate from your friends and hometown people, because you guys started at the same place.
And they knew you for what you were.
Yeah.
And they're still what they were.
And that quote that I just said, that was from our first business that we will get into another episode. I feel like that's going to be a whole episode, a whole 30 minutes. But yeah, his friend said, I would have made fun of you, but you made money on it, on our first business. And even one of my friends said, when we were creating our first business, he said, I thought you were 100% going to fail, but now I see it. That your merch is actually fire, and I'm impressed. Like, they will always doubt you, no matter what. And even your parents. I mean, that's a big thing. I didn't add that to our show notes, but even your parents will doubt you, and just try to make you do this. Try to make you take the safe route, and they'll always be. What's your, like, even our parents are like, what's plan B? What's plan B? Like, you shouldn't have a plan B when you're chasing your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing I want to talk about is one of your roommates.
What?
And when he had TikTok.
Oh.
Touch up on that a little bit.
I had a roommate that was 2019 TikTok famous. Like,
how many followers did he have in 2019? How many followers did he have? 2019,
300K. Think about that. All the big social media influencers, all the big pop stars, Ash and Ray's, Noah Beck's, Charlie D'Amelio's, All those. 2020 quarantine is when the majority of them started. 2020 quarantine. Imagine having 300K beforehand.
In 2019, 300K. But
you would have been a fucking global superstar.
Well, let's preface what happened.
I was in a frat at my old college, and he was one of my fraternity brothers, and he got bashed so hard by the brothers, they deleted it. Fucking deleted it.
Imagine where he'd be at now.
He wouldn't be in college, I'll tell you that much. He'd be balling out in LA or something. It's just fucked. Because I feel like school really is one of the worst decisions you can make, at least college-wise. But high school, like this, it's just like the social norms, like trying to fit in, trying to be cool. It's just so detrimental to you, like, making any moves in life, because you kind of box yourself in, because, like, oh, fuck, I don't want to try this because, like, I get bashed because it's not cool. And, like, you really just got to go out on your own. And what high schoolers and college kids don't even realize is that none of that shit even matters anyway. You're not going to talk to fucking 99% of those people ever again. I'm not even contacted 99% of the people I went to high school with.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you where they are. I can't remember half their names. Like, you just forget. Dude, look at that hawk.
Holy shit.
Dude, imagine that gets on camera.
That is so close to us. Dude, all right,
that hawk was...
There was a massive hawk that just flew right behind us. But now it's gone. I wish I got on camera.
All right, what was I on again?
Talking about... I remember one time, when I was graduating high school, you told me, you were like, you're not going to talk to 99% of the people.
You didn't believe me, though. You're like, no. I'm not keeping in touch with my friends. Look at you now. You've moved away from your hometown. How many friends do you keep up with daily? Like, none?
Couple.
Wait till you get rid of Snapchat, bro.
I have like five friends now, and it's true. Like, in high school, you're just so bubbled. In college, it's like your own little world, and you're in the safety net of school. And you're not in the real world yet. You're still in school, and like nothing matters besides school and your little environment. And that's why things matter so much. But you like they
doesn't
don't
matter.
They don't matter. And that's what I'm trying. What I'm trying to say here is, when you're taking that different path, going on that different road in life, trying to make things happen for yourself and achieve the life that you want, people are going to hate and doubt. And that's the thing. He had 300K followers on TikTok in 2019. 2019, people. Who even knows where he would be? But his brothers, in the frat chirped him. He deletes the account. And
I was one of them. I was one of those kids. Like, if you're on TikTok, you're a fucking... Won't say it because I'll just get bleeped. But you know what I mean? Like, just a fucking hater. Jesus, I need to stop swearing. God damn.
It's the bruise.
Not even that. Right there. I Jesus.
Know. Our I vocabulary is
swearing
amazing.
Like a sailor. I need to stop. No, but I wanted to add on to that point. Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. What were you saying again?
What? Being a hater of TikTok?
Not being a hater of TikTok. God, I really blanked. I had it. And I didn't want to interrupt you. Now I've lost it.
Oh. Well, if it comes back to you, let me know. But transferring over into another topic that kind of complements what we just talked about is goal setting. That's something I want to touch up on a little bit. And with goal setting, is it worth it? Because I have... My opinion on goal setting is, I think we both have the same opinion on it. And I kind of just want to talk about it a little bit. So do you want to get us going on that? Like, what's your take on goal setting?
My take on goal setting is, I don't really like it. Because you start doing the thing that you're out to achieve, and then your goal completely changes. I think it's good to have like an overarching goal, like a long-term goal, but the like day-to-day, the month-to-month, you are in the progress of, like, when you're progressing towards something, you'll realize, like, oh, that was dumb as fuck. Like, why did I even think that was a good idea? Like, you're always... There's a quote.
Yeah, I have it right here. Ready?
There's a quote from this guy I follow on Twitter. It's called Lawrence King. It's like, every 6 months, you should think...
No, I have the exact quote.
Oh, that's what I said. Crazy. We just actually... I had no idea.
But I didn't want to interrupt you. So here's the quote I want to say right here. Ready? Every 6 months, you realize... hold on. Every 6 months, I realize I was an idiot 6 months ago. Let me repeat that. Every 6 months, I realize...
No, you should realize. You should realize.
Well, I literally got this off Twitter. Like, I found his account and wrote it word for word. It says, every 6 months, I realize I was an idiot 6 months ago.
Yeah, but what he's kind of trying to say is that you should realize, because there's people that don't. Like, they're saying, like, I'm the shit. Like, I am so smart. It's like, no. If you're growing and improving on your skills, you should realize 6 months ago, like, wow, that was dumb. Like, what the hell is wrong with me? Like, I actually thought that was a good idea. One, we should have a podcast where we just go over our product descriptions from our first brand. When I made those product descriptions, I thought I was, like, a marketing genius.
Well, yeah, that's for another episode. But on the goal setting, with that quote, life moves so fast, and especially now. You're consuming so much content through this right here. And me personally, my opinion on goal setting is you should have a vision. You should have somewhat of a blueprint, I should say. But I just think long-term goals, like, I don't think they work, because, like, looking back on our past, when we first started our so-called journey, it was completely different than now, because we started...
Well, I wouldn't say that, though.
I mean, not like...
They long-term goals work if you know what you want to do, but if you're like us, we're still trying to figure it out. You're still trying trial and error.
Yeah, I feel like at a young age, it's hard to set long-term goals because you... don't have much life experience, and you should want to try all these things.
Yeah, but there are some kids where it's just like, I know I want to be in the NBA, and that's all I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's always cases. But that's just one thing I want to touch up on, is just goal setting. And I just feel like in today's age, with social media and the phone and just so much knowledge, all this learning you get, all this consumption day in, day out, it's just like goal setting is just weird to me. Like, it just... it's kind of hard. You know what I mean? And that's why I personally...
I wouldn't say it's weird. I feel like this is such a butchered take.
My take?
No, just on goal setting. Goal setting's good, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you're always changing. Your values, your ideals, all that.
Yeah, and I know I'm like... I feel like I'm not really making much sense, because I can't articulate myself. But give an example. Before we moved here to the beautiful island of Nantucket.
How many times are you going to say that?
What?
The beautiful island of Nantucket.
I said it
like 3 or 4 times last fucking podcast.
Well, they got to know. This is beautiful.
The beautiful island of Nantucket.
Hey, let me go. But our goals when we were living, I remember I wrote goals on a piece of paper, and I put them up on my ceiling in my room. And they're like, move out to Idaho, get my first real estate house, like all these real estate goals. And it just completely changed because I started learning new things. And I was like, oh, no, never mind. I want to go down this avenue. And now I'm in Nantucket. Like, things just change so fast in life. So,
like, you just got to educate yourself properly, because we realized, oh, shit, the real estate market out in Idaho is insanely high. That would have been a good idea to go 5 years ago when the market was, you could get into a house for under 100,000. Now, like, the average home price is like over 300K. So you're just like, I can't fucking afford that. And then you also realize, damn, I need a cash flowing business. I need some business ventures to fund real estate. As you get smarter, you realize that was a dumb idea. But it's always good to set goals. It's always good to aspire to be better.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that, next thing I want to talk about here is what's your take?
Hold on. Remember what we were talking about? I remembered what I was going to talk about.
Oh, yes. on the TikTok
people were bashing you.
Yeah.
Like, you always get chirped for doing something new. I just want to touch on that, because I would highly advise everybody to, not forever, because social media is the future, but to delete all your personal social medias, like the ones that were that you
it's
use
life-changing.
To keep up with your high school friends, your college friends, like all your social circles, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, all that. Get rid of it and just see like how your life changes. Because once you get rid of it, you start, first of all, you realize like, damn, I had a fucking phone addiction. You pick up your phone and you just start swiping through your phone. You're like, damn, like what the hell am I doing? I have no reason to be on this right now. And you just put it down. But after that, the bigger realizations come later when you're like, damn, you start to forget about all these people that you thought were your friends. Cause like you kept up with them on social media and you like kept up with their life because they're always posting. Like, you know those people I'm talking about, like those people from your hometown that always post. You're like, you think you know them. Most of these people you haven't even talked to. That's the crazy part. But so you delete it and you forget about these people and you're like, holy shit, like I didn't even give a fuck about like any, like 99% of these people anyway. Like, these people aren't my friends. Like, unless you're talking on a regular basis, like you don't even know these people. You're just like, you completely forget. And then you start to realize, you're like, damn, this is how most people, 99% of the people feel about me. Like, if I just disappear off the face of the earth, they wouldn't give a fucking shit. They just go on with their lives. And you just it's kind of freeing, because then you just realize I can do whatever the fuck I want. And like, people don't really give a shit anyway, because most people only really care about themselves. So it's like, fucking, why would you not go out and do what you want to do that you've been like, that idea that you're like, fuck, I want to do it, but I'm scared of getting judged. Like, no, nobody gives a fuck anyway. Once you realize like you don't give a fuck about 99% of the people, you're just like, oh shit, 99% of people don't feel the same way about me. Think about it. I've got off Snap and Instagram. My phone has been fucking dry since. Yeah. Only like my real like kids I'm close with hit me up time and time. Even then, it's just like, it's hard to stay in touch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are still my boys, but whatever.
You got
life to live.
That's the thing. Like, you don't know you're addicted to something until it's gone, and
or appreciate anything until it's gone.
And I actually, that's gonna be for later podcast, is like the phone and how we are. Like, did you see that clip of Elon Musk on how we're already we are cyborgs?
Huh?
Did you see that clip of Elon Musk on Joe Rogan talking about how we are already cyborgs?
No.
With this, well, it's for a later episode, but. Just to finish off what you said.
You know what? Can you check the time real quick?
It's right, like 15 minutes.
Okay.
But to end on what you said, delete social media. It's really eye-opening. And one thing that really stuck with me that you told me was, it's not normal, nor is it right to always be on top of what your friends are doing. Like, if you think about it, if you're really engaged on social media, Snapchat, Instagram, and you're just seeing all these pictures of everyone in your little circle, your community, it's not normal to always be like knowing what everyone's doing at all times. And especially SnapMap was like, I remember, and I'm not
lurking
now. I'm about to get onto a ramble here. So I remember in high school, yeah, I used to have...
You still have Snapchat, though.
I know. I still do have Snapchat, but...
Kid can't delete it. He's addicted.
No. I snapped the homies on there, dude.
Huh?
Like, I don't... That doesn't fucking matter. But getting to what I was saying was, in high school, I had really bad FOMO. Like, so bad. I can't even express how bad it was. I just had to be there with my friends. If I wasn't there, I was going to miss out. I was going to miss on some inside joke. It was terrible. And I remember when SnapMap...
Who brought you out?
Okay, when SnapMap...
Who brought you out?
Became the new update on Snapchat and became a thing, I was like, oh my God. Like, Snapchat is actually so fucked. If you can see where everyone is in your town.
Yeah, you still have it.
Can you stop like just adding these fucking things in here?
I'm just saying, like, you can't bash on it because you still have
I'm not bashing. I'm talking about in high school. And I remember in high school, with when Sitemap came out, I was always on it. All right, where's this friend? All right, is he with this friend? If are they hanging out without me? It's just so bad. It's just it's just such toxic stuff. And to step away from it, you really are, you're able to see like, wow, like what was I doing? And that's one thing when I deleted Instagram and I kind of stepped back from the whole social media thing, I realized how addicted I was and how obsessed I was with certain things. So just to end on that, it's important to be aware of it and definitely try it out to delete social media. It can be life changing. But to get back into flow of things, and it touches well with the goal setting, is do you think you should try multiple things or stick to one thing? And there's also like an age thing here.
That's hard because you need to try out things to figure out whether you like it or not. And to figure out whether this is something you want to pursue or not. And there's so many things I want to try. And you're just like, shit, you just never know until you try. But then at the same time, you spread yourself thin. You're just mediocre at a bunch of shit. Like, it's not going to get you any. Like, the Alex Hormozi quote is, there's riches in the niches. Like, you gotta specialize. That's why when you're building a house, you don't see, it's just one guy that builds the whole house. He does everything. It's, you got the fucking plumbers, you got the electricians, you got the landscapers, you got the framers, you got the fucking concrete guys.
The fucking fuck, man.
Fucking fuck. Jesus, I need to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, they specialize. Like, yeah. It pays to specialize. That's the problem. But at the same time, I also think in the future, you don't really want to be a one-trick pony. Like, it's a quote from the Wiz of Ecom on Twitter. This guy, he runs like a community, a utopian, it's like an entrepreneur,
kind of like a Discord
community, yeah. Like the course thing. God, I just fucking sound dumb. And I remember reading one of his tweets, and it was about how he thinks in the future it's not going to be good to just be a one trick pony. You need to be developing all types of skills. And I would say, for us, I feel like we get plagued by that a lot, just trying to do everything. But I think in the long term, it will pay off. It will pay dividends because we'll be so well versed in so many different aspects instead of just focusing on one thing. If you focus in on one thing, you'll go further faster. But I think long term, you broaden your skill set, you'll go further long term, but you might not go as fast.
Yeah, well, how I see it is, I think regardless of trying to stay on one thing or do multiple things, when you are young, I think it is dire that you try multiple things. You have to. When you're young, you have such little life experience. And that's what, it's just so sad to see people just stay to the society norms and just stay in that one route of, and have their parents just down their throats doing, all right, do good in school, get out of school, then go to the next school of college, go to college, get that degree, get that job out of college, and then work that job for the rest of your fucking life until you're 65 and you can pull out of your Roth IRA, 401k. You did one thing your entire life, and you have to try certain things. Like, you have no idea. Maybe you try this, like, this one thing. I don't know. Top of my head.
On to that.
What? Hold on. You try like software development, and you're amazing at it. Like, you don't know what you're good at. You have, like, when you're young, you have to try different things. This podcast, we were like, for months before we started this, dude, we should try a podcast. Like, we gotta do a podcast. Like, I feel like it'd be so much fun. And now we're doing it. And now I can happily say that I tried a podcast, and I know if I like want to do it or not. It's not that, oh, what if I did that podcast? When you're young, you have to try everything. And I think as you get the experience, when you get older, you're like, okay, this is what I want to do. I'm sticking to this, and you go full in on it. That's how I see it. So,
but I want to add on to that. This is a quote from Andrew Tate, another tweet. You need to put in the hard work to figure out whether or not you have the talent for something. Like, we tried out podcasting. We suck. We articulate ourselves terribly.
Yeah, we sound pretty stupid, but we
sound dumb.
If you're here, you're here.
Swearing like a sailor. But that was episode one.
It'll get better with practice.
That wasn't even episode one. That was the first real episode. We've done multiple episodes beforehand practicing.
And our mom's basement.
Even worse.
It was bad.
You need to put in the hard work beforehand before you even realize whether you're good at it or not. And then there's also another thing on that, though. Trying a bunch of new things, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the whether you enjoy something or not is whether you get good at it or not.
Like, that, you need
to put in the
true.
Hard work to become competent at said thing before you can really decide. Because how are you going to like something if you suck at it? Like, it's not that fun if you fucking suck at it.
Jordan Peterson said that in a video. Like, no matter what anything new you try, you're going to suck at it.
That's not going to be like, oh, I love this thing. It's like, no, like, I suck. So it's like, you got to fucking persevere and put in the hard work.
Exactly.
To get past that point, to get to the point where you're actually good at something, and then you can, like, learn to love it. I really think that's a big thing. Like, you got to learn to love what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
whatever field that you're in.
Well, just giving it time, you know? Like, you try a new sport, and you suck at it. It's frustrating. But then over time, you put in the work, you practice, like, oh. You kind of wake up one day and you're like, I'm actually getting pretty good at this. You start to see little results, and then you get the bug for it. So just giving things time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we're at 26 minutes, so I feel like this is probably a good stopping point for...
You don't got one last topic on that thing?
Yeah, but 4 minutes. I mean, I have a couple more like banter things. Because like the next thing, I have a couple other things, but we're running out of time.
Alrighty.
But we're going to stop it here. A little mindset episode 2 type vibe here on the Lost Gen podcast. If you're here, we appreciate you. Like, comment, and subscribe.
If you want to punch Cam in the face, press the subscribe button and hit the notification.
Exactly.
Button.
Exactly.
Look at his face. Don't you want to punch it?
Yep.
Look at it.
Peace.